This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pods can dunk.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. I need help.
We all do.
I got one question about yesterday's show.
Okay.
And Norm asked me, and I'm going to ask y'all. Did y'all argue?
No.
Not one time?
No, in fact.
It's amazing. In fact, Evan, you got to share with me your secret.
Hold on. In fact, no, I'll tell you exactly what.
Did y'all argue? Yeah,
somebody already commented on the text line. Evan caught me on a day where I was just processing what everybody was saying, and you know, I didn't give myself a 10-minute cooling off period. And so I started asking myself, well, can they really do this? And of course I was like, I guess they can do it. I mean, it's, yeah, I'll give them a 2% chance, but now Butler's yapping and everybody's yapping. And how did we just jump the title again? Go ahead, Evan, answer his question.
I was just looking out for my guy.
No, maybe it's because I'm not as optimistic usually, and so he doesn't feel like he has to just combat everything that I say with a glass
of
water.
There you go. Thank you, Evan. All right. Yeah.
Oh, boy. 718. No one's talking championship besides Steiny. Oh, yeah? How about Jimmy Butler, fresh off a trip from Dubai?
My pocket's going to fill it from the taxes, but, you know, the taxes were great in Miami. But I'm so happy over there. Organization's top notch. Obviously, you know, I get to play with Steph, so I'm a fan of him just like 99.9% of the world. And, you know, a chance of winning the championship, what more can you ask for? And Draymond's on the team.
Me and Draymond
get along quite well. Yeah. Play a lot of dominoes.
Yeah, and, fun. It feels like, I mean, I feel like he's fun as well.
Yo, he's the best. And you don't realize how great he is until you actually get on his team and how smart and how he'll do anything to win. And I respect that the most out of anything. It's all about winning all the time with that dude. I'm learning.
All right.
Wow, there it is. I'm learning.
And he said when he wins a championship, he's going to bring his championship ring back to Dubai for everybody to see.
So they basically win my man Barbosa win championship.
I like this one.
Yeah?
I bet Evan gets a kick out of this from the 415. I'm all for positivity. But when a guy on Market Street tells me he's the king of England, I dismiss him. Draymond claiming the 2025 title, not much different.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That is good. All right, can I give you a dose of reality?
Right here, man.
Can't do it.
All everybody.
You won't change me, but go ahead.
I almost want to be
positive.
Adversarial to get reactions today. Because clearly, even though Curry, Butler, and Draymond Green have been in the league for a long time, clearly they don't know the league's history. Clearly they don't know anything about the past and about what gets it done. See, I'm trying to get under people's skin.
I can't wait to hear that.
The Golden State, I can't even say, do you realize that if they win it, something? Because this will, go ahead. What they're attempting to do would probably be one of the most unbelievable stories of all time in sports. I mean, at least when they won it in 2022, they still went in as a third seed.
But they didn't get, but I'm going to say this to that. If somehow they pull this off, it would make more basketball sense than what 2022 did, how they did that.
Stoney, to me,
they got off to that great start, but to win it all without the likes of a Kevin Durant and Jimmy Butler, that will always be the one I never saw coming. All I'm telling you guys right now is, when you tell me Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, from a basketball standpoint, that makes sense. A deep run in the playoffs. But because this season's been so stinky previously, they got a really, the margin of error is thin, man. That's all I got
to
say.
I'm starting to think they don't even have a margin for error.
Wait. So, Goo, you feel more confident that this team can win a title than on February 19th, 2022, that team could win a title?
Yes, because that team
started 30-9.
No doubt about it.
41-14 at this point.
No, Evan, to your point, now hear you, Stoney. And again, this is not an indictment on Wiggins, but I'm a name recognition guy, and I just felt like as great as that season was shaping up to be, it would come to an end in the playoffs, and it didn't. This one now with the emergence and the acquisition of Jimmy Buckets, Stoney, I just look at his resume, and again, the hard part of this is where they're at. But if they get in, then I would not come in here if it manifested in somehow them getting to the finals and winning it. From a basketball standpoint, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, they're trying to do this on the fly.
If this team wins a title, it will be the most unique title in the last 50 years.
So you're putting it over 2022.
Oh, my God, yes. And here's why. When the playoffs start this year, Curry's going to be 37.
Ooh.
Draymond Green's going to be 35. And Jimmy Butler's going to be 35. That's their core, right? That's their core.
Wow.
See what I did last night?
That looks like Oppenheimer's.
I'm holding it up to the screen.
Yeah.
This is what I did last night. I'm sick. I went through every NBA champion back to 1975.
Oh, man.
And there is no team that had a core anywhere close to as old as the Golden State Warriors. It's not even close.
What about the Spurs' last one?
Which one? Okay, I'll tell you. Spurs' last one.
Over the Heat.
Tony Parker was 31. Duncan was 37.
Okay.
Leonard was 22. Kawhi Leonard was 22.
All right.
And Ginobili was 36. Parker was probably the best player on that team at 31.
Okay.
But again, Tim Duncan was a center, and he was a role player then. He was almost not even in the core.
Well, our 22-year-old, again, I know you never liked it. The comp would be Kuminga.
And Kawhi's ahead of Kuminga. Boston, last year. Yeah, Tatum, 25, Brown, 27. Denver, Jokic, 27, Murray, 25, Gordon, 27, MP3, 24.
I got you.
Milwaukee, Giannis, 26, Middleton, 29, Holiday, 30. Toronto, Kawhi Leonard, 27, Siakam, 24, Lowry, 32, Ibaka, 29. The Warriors. In 2022, Curry was 33, Green was 31, Thompson was 31. Like, that's the...
Yeah, I got
that's
you.
That's the one.
I can't argue
like,
with
that's
that.
That's the one.
Right.
And even that team, Goo, had... Wiggins was 26 and Poole was 22.
I can't lose that. You're going to win. And I appreciate the lab work, Stoney. I can't... Those are facts. Those are numbers. But what if you allowed me to do this? Just look at the state of the Western Conference.
And I disagree with people on this one, but go ahead.
And again, I'm not throwing rocks at any team, but right now we're looking at OKC, and rightfully so, is the standard. But yet, how much pedigree do they really have in regard to a deep playoff run? Then you look at the young Rockets. You look at Minnesota, all who have accumulated a better record than the Warriors. But if the Warriors earn it and get into a series, Stani, I think that
have to win four series.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the only point I'm going to make from the 650. This is what I agree with. And this is, can somebody explain to me why we've jumped to the finals already? 650 says, can we make the playoffs first?
I got it.
This is so premature. Right. But
the players are saying it.
Exactly, okay, that's my point.
Not just me, not Radiohead.
So why are they saying it?
Because I believe they feel it. Stani, I really do. And they want the smoke. And that's why the words came out of their mouth to let Dub Nation know, and maybe themselves, Stani, maybe their teammates. Like, they're looking around the league like, if we can get in, we got some major action. That's what I love about it. It's not just Guru saying it. I went third person. It's the guys that are on the court. And Jimmy Butler doesn't look old to me right now. He shouldn't. He's had ample rest. Steph Curry, who I thought, Sonny, when's the last time I mentioned this? Bilateral tendonitis, both knees. All of a sudden, Vamoose is gone. Like, he looks like a spring chicken. And Dre to say this, I've never said he half-asses it. But Stani, I believe him saying it, we're going to get Dre, the Wolverine version of Dre. And he might say, Goo, I've been giving you that. But now it just looks better.
From the 510, Stani, you know better than anyone. Thanks, Zucci. Sports sell two things, entertainment and hope. Steph's the entertainment, but there wasn't any hope this year. Now Jimmy's the hope. All right, I got you there.
There we go.
I got you. And the hope, and why isn't the hope, let's make the playoffs?
Well, I think it is.
Well, but apparently that one's already been checked off the box, because the only way you win the finals is if you get into the playoffs. So clearly they check in a box. In the Warriors' mind, they're already in the playoffs. Check. In the Warriors' mind, they already won the first round. Check. Second round. Check. Western Conference Finals. Check. Finals. Check. Like, what are we doing?
That all, to me, Stani, falls under the umbrella of confidence. Now, it could be irrational confidence, but that's never hurt anybody, especially an athlete.
Jimmy Butler upon his arrival.
Yo, Dub Nation, Jimmy Butler here. Just touched down, do this physical. Super excited, ready to win, ready to work, ready to put on a show for y'all. Let's get it. Championship coming soon.
Wow. From the 408, Stani, I got to read this. I like this from Oreo Cookie.
All right.
Tell him this,
oh,
Guru.
Boy. Oh,
that's
boy.
Some great work, Stani. But history only tells us what has happened. Get this. Not what's going to happen. That's a ball.
That's just like the thing, future, you know, past results don't guarantee future profit. No, they don't. But when you have a track record of something, you see how much of an outlier this would be. This would be such an out. This would be, you know what's funny? We had Rick Barry on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Any old timers out there like me, Rick Barry has maintained.
He's too old.
Rick Barry's maintained to this day that the Warriors championship in 75 was the most unforeseen championship of all time. Nobody gave them a chance. Nobody thought they could win. They went 48-34 in the regular season, but they ended up sweeping the Bullets. He said, there's never been a title that was more surprising than the Warriors. This would be more surprising. I really believe this would be more surprising because of where this team's been the last 2 years and how old their important players are.
Yeah, that's what they're fighting, Father Time. And we said he's got one defeat, right? And that's LeBron James. But, Stani, we may be adding Steph Curry to that list if somehow they can pull this off. But, again, the basketball part of me is why I said last week I believe the Western Conference Finals are attainable. But the age and the fact that they're doing this in basically, what, 30, 35 games with Jimmy Butler, that's what it'll be, plus the playoffs if they get there. That's what'll be more surprising, Stani, is they kind of did it on the fly. And you didn't ask me this, but I told you and Evan in the green room, driving in, and I this is not participation trophy-esque, but Stani, I feel better about next year, regardless of what happens this year. That's how drunk I am on what this move has meant for the immediate future. And I think that's why they kind of hit it out the park. It was Durant. Fans understood it was Durant. I wanted Durant. But are you telling me in a crazy world, you end up really getting Jimmy Buckets, who stylistically may be a better fit than Durant?
All that's,
I got you,
been noted. They played four games. And here's the other thing. And again, I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate. Miss me with the win over the Rockets as meaning something. They didn't even try to win that game, the Rockets. They started Aaron Holiday. Okay?
You're mad at me.
They started Aaron Holloway.
They tried to win the game.
Jalen down 2-2.
How many minutes did Jalen Green play? 21.
Stein, they came back from down 25.
Jock Landale helped them come back.
Being they hurt is not the
Jock
same as not trying.
Landale. My point is, you know, that win, yeah.
I feel a bet somewhere in here, but I got to pay.
I bet you the Warriors don't win the title.
No, that well, now that would be what Willard would be I'll like, dude, you walked in.
I'll bet you they don't make the Western Conference Finals. I have to stand on that. Even if I don't want to, I have to.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Would you stay out of this?
No, because you keep doing this. King, I can't let you do it. Yeah. If you win, you get a drink. If they win the title,
Evan, I'm out.
Goo gets a five-course dinner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, it's got to be something, Stoddy, to where if I were to win, if they were to get to the Western Conference Finals, I got like eight dinners. Dude, this is real, though, man.
I'll tell you what. You know what? That's actually 888-957-9570. Let's go, Warrior fans. How far is this team going to go? Will you make a bet on it? Anybody want to bet me? Anybody want to bet me that the Warriors don't win a title?
Yeah, Dre and Jimmy would bet you right now. Steph might be in that mix.
Do you think they would?
When I saw Steph getting interviewed after the game Sunday, and he said he had heard immediately what his teammate said, Steiny, it wasn't like, oh, I got to go out with my drunk friend, trouble ahead. It was one of those where Steph looked at the camera to me. It was like, I would never say it, but because he said it, I do love it, and the basketball is going to let us know if we're right or wrong. This trade, in-season trade, man, has the ingredients to be one of the best in-season trades to help a team
It would be the greatest in-season trade of all time.
Mm.
It would have to be.
Mm.
It would have to be, right? Mm.
What about the Dantley one for the Bad Boy Pistons?
Well, that was they subbed out Dantley for Mark Aguirre.
Yeah.
And he was
DePaul.
But they won the title that year, right?
But I don't think that was at the trade deadline. I think that was in the offseason. That's all. Because they went to the Eastern Conference Finals with Dantley, then they got Aguirre.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, it's just, yeah. Hey, Steiny, I got to tell you this. I'm watching you, and I've learned you more over this since the trade. You won't admit this, but I've been ready for battle. Rocky 8, Rocky 9 with you. You are excited. You just don't know it.
Oh, my God.
But now that the players have kind of went in on the, we're going to win it. Now you're like, you know, I got the stop sign. Too much is enough. But you are excited. And I think there's a lot of you.
I'm on cloud nine.
That thinks this could be a possibility.
Yeah, there's a sliver. I have a sliver of doubt about whether they can win it or not.
And are you going to call me crazy that the hard part of this is making the playoffs?
No,
I'm telling you, that's the hardest part.
No, it's not.
Yeah, to me it is. Where they're at, what they got to do.
Playoff games is the hard part.
I get that. That's always hard. But Steiny, they've done it four times, and I think this euphoria has stemmed from Draymond thought they were dead. He didn't. We all did. They felt dead.
And now four games means they're alive. And like here's
and Kuminga coming back whenever that day does happen. Because when the playoffs do come, he'll be back, Steiny.
I don't really put that into the equation.
I think, wow.
But no, let me be clear on the way,
Evan,
the way
thank
I'm
you
feeling.
For helping me not walk into that bed.
The way I'm feeling. Was skeptical of the trade, obviously. But they've won three of four. And I've seen I was telling the boss this. I was like, this is unbelievable. And he's like, I know, it's unbelievable. And I said, do you realize that 2 weeks ago we had Warrior fans that were
trade staff.
Well, talking about giving up the season and we're not going anywhere and Mike Dunleavy's not doing his job and if we don't make a move, we're going nowhere.
Facts.
And there was a lot of the fan base that thought that, and 2 weeks later now, we got players on the team saying we can win a championship. It is so dramatically different the way people feel right now. That excites the hell out of me. I mean, I can't believe
it's changed everything.
I can't believe
for me.
That we're going to be able to watch the last 27 games of this season, and there's going to be a lot at stake. And the Warriors have kind of backed themselves into a corner, but told everybody they're going to come out clawing, and it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then you know what's going to be incredible?
And you hate this, and I know it's not for today. Is the future, the immediate future.
I disagree with that.
I'm already getting goosebumps just on that.
See, the one reason why I give them a chance this year is because Butler hasn't played, and all they got to do is make it to 27 regular season games. What? So Butler's feeling good. You load manage Curry and Draymond. Okay, this year, okay, you make a run, whatever. I look at next year as though, well, now you got to stay healthy all year long. And you got to do it the following year, too. Can I just...
Go ahead.
Don't.
Because I was just reading Austin and San Jose. Guru, this team has not done it before. Come on, man. I get that, Austin. But they haven't had the opportunity, Austin.
I just want to make sure. I'm not hating on this. I am just...
No, you're excited.
I can't. Dude, no. I just... Why do we
give it to me again, Evan?
Well,
I just don't understand the 0 to 100. 0 to 100.
I'm about to tell you. What happened when they went and got Kevin? Forget
Guru.
Age.
When no, you, okay. I can't forget age. Right. I cannot forget age.
What about resume? He took Miami twice to the finals.
I said what I
2 years ago, bud. So when you get somebody of his caliber into what you have, mm-hmm. I'm wondering why we're at the chalkboard and you're getting your answer of, oh, boy. This could be a big three. Oh, boy. This guy, when he was in Miami and didn't have Steph and Dre, got his team to the finals twice. Now you're mixing that concoction together. Like,
yeah. So, in other words, the Warriors have 27 games left. Yeah.
Dude, that's, I don't like, man, okay, damn.
They have to push right now. They got to push.
I can see a 20-7 and 19-8
okay,
easy.
Okay, and then you go to the playoffs. Yeah. So you push the last 27 games. Now you're magically refreshed as the playoffs start?
Well, I got to say something.
Now you're 35, 35, and 37.
But it's not their first rodeo. And also, the other caveat to this trade that has me just excited is they didn't have to give up their future. Stani,
yeah,
there's
that's
Pods.
Great. That's
there's
great.
Moody. There's Kuminga. There's TJD. There's Buddy Hield. They're not the big three I keep focusing on. They're not doing it just by themselves, or it's a mandate that those three play 48 minutes a night. You got posts like... You got your other guys pulling on the rope,
He's a second-round pick, and we're talking about, like, we have a guy in our rotation who's played 11 games, and now he's a factor, and he's going to be a factor as this team wins it. Like, I get, okay, but you know what? Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph, okay.
Give me another trio.
They've got, yeah. No, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Gilgeous yeah. Alexander, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams.
That's
a
fan.
Two all-stars.
Yeah, that's a
and Chet Holmgren.
I got you.
Okay.
I would love to see that
Jokic,
in the playoffs.
Murray, and pick the third guy, Gordon or Porter.
But you, yeah.
What I'm saying is, it's like, it's great for Butler and Draymond and Curry to think it. They got to drag along Pajemski, Post, Trayce Jackson-Davis, maybe Kuminga.
What's the difference? And these guys were great when they were here. Bielitsa, Otto Porter Jr.
They're veterans. They were veterans.
But no, when they got acquired, Stani, I don't think we're like, the Warriors are going to the finals. And again, the difference in that season is they started from game
one. Exactly.
But I still was like, yeah, wake me up when the playoffs come.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.